What we're going to talk about is the following. This question comes up a lot. If someone's in the middle of davening and they have to go to the bathroom and they take off their tefillin, so they always want to know, when I put my tefillin back on, first of all, you're supposed to put your tefillin back on, right, when you come back. A lot of guys in high school don't know that. So when you come back and put your tefillin back on, do you recite a new bracha on the tefillin, or do you not recite a new bracha on the tefillin? Or, for example, someone just asked me last week, he went out on a hatzalah call in middle of davening, so he had to take off his tefillin, he came back, and he had to finish up davening, so he was putting his tefillin back on. So do you recite a new bracha on the tefillin when you put the tefillin back on? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Chaf Hei Sif Yud Beis that hizizah mimakomam adaita lachzira miyad tzarich levarich, that if you move your tefillin out of place with the intention to put it right back into place, then you have to say a new bracha. The Ramah, however, says v'yesh omrim shelo levarich, that some say that you do not say a new bracha if you just move it with the intention of putting it right back on. And he says, v'achinog, and that's already our minog, that our minog is that if you remove your tefillin with the intention of putting them right back on, you do not say a new bracha. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah tells us that since when you took them off, when you moved them, it was aldas to put them right back on, that's why you don't need a new bracha according to the Ramah, according to the way we paskin. But if they fell off or they fell out of place where there was no das at the time that they went out of place, then you would have to recite a new bracha. And then he says v'da od du'adin misirim legamri adaitem lachzirim miyad palagnami yesh omrim, that when the Ramah says that when the Mechaber is talking about the Shulchan Aruch, talking about a case where it was just moved a little bit out of place, like you moved it off of the makom where its tefillin are supposed to be, it's lav dafka that. It could be that you took it off entirely. The same halach is going to apply. If you took it off entirely and the intention was to put it back on soon after, so the yesh omrim is going to say that you don't have to say a new bracha. The Ramah is going to say you don't have to say a new bracha. And the Mishnah says, and even if you're Mishana Makomo, even if you go to a new place, but what if you plan on putting it back on, but a little while later, not right away? Then if one or the other, either you didn't plan on putting it back on right away, even if you ended up putting it back on right away, but that wasn't your plan when you took it off, or you planned on putting it back on right away, but you ended up not putting it back on till way, way later, either one of those cases, you say a new bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. And then he gets to our case. If a person took off his tefillin in order to go to the bathroom, even if your plan was put it back on as soon as you come out, you're not going to spend much time in the bathroom. It's going to be 5 minutes. You'll be right back. You'll put it back on. That was your plan the whole time. Then everyone says you have to say a new bracha, because you're not allowed to go with tefillin in a Beis HaKiseh, and therefore that creates a massive hefsik. So when you come back from the Beis HaKiseh, you make a new bracha on the tefillin. And he says, the person takes off his tefillin to pass gas because you're not allowed to do that with your tefillin on. So when you put him back into place, you have to say a new bracha on the tefillin. So says the Mishnah Berurah. So basically what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us is two things. That there are two things that will require a person, three things. Three things that will require a person to recite a new bracha when he puts tefillin back on. One is if when he took him off, he didn't have intention to put him back on. So that for sure he's going to have to say a new bracha, meaning or if they fell off. So obviously there's no intention. Second is if there was a period of time, a significant amount of time in between when he took his tefillin off and when he was putting them back on. And third is if there was some moment in between when he had the tefillin off where he couldn't have tefillin on, where it would be not proper, not allowed to have tefillin on, such as if he's in the bathroom where you're not allowed to have tefillin on. In any of those three cases, you would recite a new bracha, but short of that, you would not recite a new bracha. So the way this can break down in halacha, I think, is to view it as follows. There's going to a urinal, there's going to a bathroom, you'll excuse me for being so graphic, but going to a bathroom for defecating, for number two, and then there's just general hesech hadas and time. So as far as going to a urinal, it's not so pashut. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that even though we said that if you ever have a moment where you couldn't be wearing tefillin, you're going to have to say new bracha when you put them back on, the Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, but not if you're just going to urinate, because technically, strictly speaking, a person is allowed to urinate in his tefillin. A person uses a beis hakisei arai, makeshift bathroom, doesn't have any tzoa in there for urinating, technically, he doesn't have to take off his tefillin. We're nohag to take off our tefillin, even when we go to a urinal, but technically it's not actually required min hadin. And the bathrooms that we have nowadays are not necessarily, do not necessarily have a din of a beis hakisei. They don't necessarily have a din of a dirty bathroom like in the times of Chazal. So poskim say, for such a use, in our bathrooms, we don't re-say the brachos. If a person doesn't enter into a real full bathroom, he only goes to a place where there are urinals installed, then certainly you would not say a new bracha. So as far as just going to urinate in middle of davening and you took off your tefillin and you come back, so I think the general consensus in poskim is, even though when you take off tefillin and you go somewhere that you're not allowed to be with tefillin, you're going to have to say new bracha afterwards. But when you're just going to a urinal, I think the assumption is, or you're just going to urinate, and in our contemporary bathrooms, the assumption is you would not recite a new bracha. However, if you're using the bathroom for to defecate, so then there are poskim that say, there are still poskim that say that we don't say a new bracha. Magen Avraham in Simen Chaf Hei, Sif Katan Chaf Bei says that today, a person doesn't say a new bracha after coming back from a bathroom because he thinks that the thing with the bathrooms is not that it's a dirty place and therefore you're not allowed to wear tefillin and that's what requires a new bracha. He says, no, their bathrooms used to be like outside the city. You had to walk like 3 miles to get to a bathroom. So it was a hefzik zman that required the new bracha. But nowadays, our bathroom, we have indoor plumbing. Our bathrooms are very close by. I mean, the furthest we're ever really from a bathroom is like when you're in this basement, because we don't have indoor plumbing in this building, so you got to go across the road over there. But typically speaking, you know, we're pretty close to our bathrooms. So Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim assume that even when you go to the bathroom, you would not say a new bracha on tefillin bizman hazeh. But most poskim assume not that way. The Bach, the Taz, Rikveger, Chayadim, Radvaz, Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Marsham, Das Torah, Ginas Varadim, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, right? All the major poskim, for the most part, say that when you use a bathroom, again, to defecate, then a person would put on tefillin with a bracha when he comes back. What about just hesach hadas in general? So Shulchan Aruch writes in that very same si'if, imaniach tefillin kama pa'amim bayom tzarich levarich aleim b'chol pam. That if a person puts on tefillin multiple times a day, he should say a bracha each time he puts on tefillin. So, for example, why would a person put on tefillin multiple times in the day? So, let's say a person is noach to put on tefillin again at mincha. Right, a lot of Rav Nevin Sal's talmidim put on tefillin again at mincha because Rav Nevin Sal's makpid like that. I was told that Rav Nevin Sal holds that if you're davening on a plane on your way to Eretz Yisrael and then you land before Shkia, so then for sure you should put on tefillin again, because the tefillin you put on in the morning was Chutz La'aretz Dikat Tefillin. It wasn't Eretz Yisrael Dikat Tefillin. So it's a totally different mitzvah. I was zochet to sit next to Rav Yisrael Reisman at a chuppah last night, and Baruch Hashem, it was a really slow chuppah. So I got an hour with just schmoozing with him. So he was saying he was once on a plane to Eretz Yisrael, and he was mamish in and out. He was going for a simcha, and he wasn't sure he was going to have time either to go to the kotel or to go sit and learn. And Torah Eretz Yisrael is different than Torah Chutz La'aretz, but he wasn't going to be able to sit and learn if he goes to the kotel. So what should he value? Tefillah Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't sure what to do. So he saw Rav Meir Goldwicht on the plane. So he said, Rav Goldwicht, what do you tell him? What do you think I should do? Rav Goldwicht said, first let's daven, then I'll talk to you. So they daven shachris. So Rav Goldwicht said to him afterwards, he said, what makes you think that Tefillah Eretz Yisrael is the only thing that's different. Torah, meaning Tefillah at the Kotel is a higher level Tefillah than regular Tefillah, but Torah Eretz Yisrael is a higher level Torah also than Torah anywhere else. So go and learn. That's what you should do. He said every mitzvah that you do in Eretz Yisrael is a greater mitzvah than when you do in Chutz Laretz. But anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch says if you're putting on Tefillin multiple times during the day, you should say a bracha each time you put on tefillin. The assumption is that this is based on the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav, where there's a machlokes tanoim, whether you say a new bracha when you put on tefillin after a hesach hadas. So the Mechaber accepts the opinion that even though the chiyuv to wear tefillin is constant throughout the entire day, even if you said a bracha when you put on tefillin in the morning, but if you then had a hesach hadas, you took off the tefillin, kolz man shemenichan mevarech alein, you say a bracha each time you put them on again. The Rambam, this is an interesting idea, that each time you have a hesach hadas and then you do it again, you're going to say a new bracha. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Paragvav Alach Yud Beis, where the Rambam writes that on the first night of Sukkot, you should say the bracha of Leshev Basukkah standing up. You should say Kiddush standing up, because you should say the bracha of Leshev Basukkah standing up, so that you could then sit down. So it's over Las Yasan, because normally you're supposed to say a bracha before you do the mitzvah. So the Rush raises the question, what do you mean? You're already doing the mitzvah. You're in the sukkah. Leisha b'sukkah doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah. It means to dwell in the sukkah. So it's already too late. You're already in the sukkah. So the way that they explain, and of salvation explains the Rambam, is that whenever you're saying a bracha on a mitzvah, you always say a bracha not on a kiyum ha-mitzvah, but on a maisa mitzvah. Meaning it could be that tefillin all day long is one big kiyum ha-mitzvah. But if you do multiple ma'ase mitzvah, I put it on in the morning, took it off, put it on again at mincha, so a separate ma'ase mitzvah demands a new birchas ha-mitzvah. And he said that's what probably is behind that Rambam, that yeshiva b'sukkah, that yeah, being in the sukkah is a kiyum ha-mitzvah, but actually sitting down to be kovei yourself in the sukkah, that is a ma'ase mitzvah. And when you do a new ma'isa mitzvah, the it requires a new bracha. That's what Rav Shachter explains. That's the sheet of the Mechaber over here, that a new bracha is required when you do a mitzvah of tefillin again, even after hesach hadas, that because Chazal instituted birchas mitzvahs over ma'ase mitzvah. So you say a bracha on the number based, you say as many brachos as there are ma'ase mitzvah that you do, because the hesach hadas separates it and makes it a new ma'ase mitzvah. That happens to be a big idea that Rav Shachter talks about a lot. That idea of a birchas mitzvah relates to the ma'ase mitzvah and not the kiyum mitzvah. He used that to explain, for example, the Bahag counts each phase of the Avodas HaKarbonos as a separate mitzvah. So the Ramban, in the Sagas to the Sefer HaMitzvos, questions how the Rambam could count all of the different Avodas of a particular Karbon as one general mitzvah, if given the fact that there's a bracha over each Avoda. So if there's a different bracha for each Avoda, doesn't that tell you that there are different mitzvahs? So the Rambam would probably respond, no, that tells you that there are different ma'asim. You don't say a bracha for each separate kiyum mitzvah, you say a bracha for each separate ma'ase mitzvah. So anyway, at the end of the day, what turns out, l'chora, is that if a person is going to the bathroom, so if he's going to the bathroom to urinate, probably does, and he's taking off his tefillin and he knows he's going to put him right back on, he does not say a new bracha when he comes back. If he's going to the bathroom to defecate and he knows he's going to put him back on, he does say a new bracha when he comes right back. If a person's going on a hatzalah call and he knows he's going to be coming back to finish up davening and to put on tefillin, so assuming that it's not a massive period of time, a massive break of time, let's say it's less than a couple of hours, then he would put on tefillin without a new bracha. If it's more than a couple of hours, then he would put on tefillin with a new bracha. And if a person puts on tefillin just multiple times in the day, with a major hesach hadas in between them, with many hours in between them, for whatever reason, shachris and mincha, or whatever reason, so then l'chora, a person does have to say a new bracha. Okay, any questions on that? Yeah? Yeah, so in the Hilchot.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of education, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online bachelor's, master's, and doctoral education degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with observational and hands-on experience in the field. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.